auf die Murray. Bei der Sigma hat den Team nach Hanoi. Wo starten wir, wenn ich die Mamschech next time. There's also a third Sigma there, a second Sigma about Tab al-Khaim, which Bezashem will do tomorrow with the Gaita Sigma, comes after my Sigma. Mission that from Bezan Bez, mission discusses a case of putting a Kli, a net and Kli Tab, and there the Kabbalah Shemin. A person cannot put a plate to the Kabbalah the Shemin. Now the Gemara brings down three different reasons for this Issa, why you cannot put a plate underneath the Kabbalah the Shemin. The Gemara first starts off with a statement from Chizda that says the person cannot put a Kli under a Tanagrilis to the Kabbalah the Beit Sasa. However, you can put a Kli on top of it. A Beit that is born on Shabbos is Nela, is Muksa, Nela Gomer, and therefore you cannot put a plate underneath the Kabbalah. On top you can. Now, the Gemara goes on saying two reasons for that. It really Tosfos points out that Chizda has a statement here that saying putting the plate underneath the can't and on top you can. Now, Tosfos says, what is he doing? It's really the Mishnah. The Mishnah says you cannot put a Kli to Mekabel the Shemin. So it says the main point of Chizda is really the safer. It's being moistened on the Mishnah from the Mishnah we see. That you cannot put a plate underneath the case of Shemin. Therefore, you cannot put a plate to Mekabel the Beitzah. So it's being moistened. However, you can't put a plate on top of the case of the Beitzah. That's the stuff over here. That means it comes out, the Gemara is going to come along and say two reasons for our Chizda and three reasons for our Mishnah. Because the first two reasons are really saying shatting of Chizda, what's the chilul between the case, a plate on top and plate on bottom. And then the Gemara will be moist of Yitzchak, which will be next time about Enkli Nittel. So first, what are the three reasons for shatting our Mishnah? Shatting the Sugya. First, it starts off with Rav making a statement, the chilul whether it's a tzala motzoi, tzala ena motzoi. If it's motzoi, therefore it'll be motzoi, otherwise it'll be osir. Therefore, the case of the Mishnah, you cannot put a plate underneath it's not motzoi, it'll also be a baya. Taste. Shano Chizda is putting the plate underneath is not motzoi. Mashenkin covering it is an ashput is motzoi. The madrin is not motzoi. The ashput is motzoi. That's first. That's Rabbi's statement. Rabbi Yosef comes along and says a statement that what he said over here that the is in the Mishnah and the Chizda is mevatel kli merachonoi. Mevatel kli. Therefore, in the Mishnah you cannot put a plate underneath the shemen. The Chizda says you cannot put a plate under the beitzah. Putting a plate on top of the beitzah has nothing to do with mevatel kli. And if he led it on Shabbos. A third reason Pshan HaMishnah, which is not Pshan HaChizda, Yitzchok, Enkli Nittel HaTzachtova, Nittel. Therefore, since you're taking the plate over here, and you're putting it over here to the Kabbalah, the Shemin, it's not the Dova Nittel, not the Tzachtova Nittel, therefore be Osir. Mash Enkli and Yitzchok will be Argon HaChizda, Yitzchok will come out, and also HaChizda saying you can't put the plate on top of the egg, that comes out that Yitzchok will also Argon HaChizda. So we have Machlokes that Yitzchok versus HaChizda can put a plate on top of the case of an egg. That's first the Sugya. First in Rabba, again, go back to Rabba. Rabba says, what's the chiluk between a plate on top and bottom? He says, I'll tell a motzoi and tell a ena motzoi. In a madroin, the mice is not motzoi. Masha enkin, in the case of ashput is motzoi, they think you cover it. What is pshat? What is this issa of a tell a motzoi? The mice say, motzoi, ena motzoi is also. Why is it also for? So the Shem over here have four different reasons on the page. Rashi comes along and says, it depends upon the sugya, enkli nittel, enkli nittel, asal dover, nittel or not. Depends upon that sugya. That means once you pass the Enkli Nittel, this sugya is not really the Gael. Taisha comes along on Rashi and he has two kashas on Rashi. And therefore, Taisha says, what's his side of Atzala Motzoi, Enem Motzoi? It depends on if it's a Gedra or Pircha. This over here of Atzala Enem Motzoi, why be Matriya for something that's not Motzoi? A third reason among the Rishonim, the Rashba, the Rabban, the Ritva, is that a person should not be bowl on his Memoinoi, because if he will be, maybe he'll come and bring a Kli, Derech Hushusarabim. Therefore, if it's not motzoi, you'll end up bringing a kli derech shusarabim. Mashik, if it's motzoi, will constantly have a hefsid, the egg will constantly be broken in this ashba. Therefore, the chazal will make on the case where it's motzoi. Otherwise, if it's not motzoi, we'll ask it. Why? Because the person will bring a kli derech shusarabim. The Ban discussed what about biyontif, he wants to have something to call. The fourth reason is the Rashba over here. He says the reason is because something that's shlom letzarech, he cannot do on Shabbos. Over, you have a klisha marked the heter. Can you move it for no reason at all? Says the Rashi, but you cannot move it for no reason at all. He comes along once a time, since it's not motzoi, it's nichlil in the geta of shlo tzarechlal. We have the locha and simich and ches in siftalid. Mechaber says, to move a klisha marked the heter for no reason at all, it's also. Says the Rashi, but since over here you have no reason, even though it's a tzola, but it's not motzoi, therefore it's not enough for reason, therefore be also. Adkan, those are four reasons among the Rishonim. Now again, aloha maiso. We pass like Rab or not. We show them come out, or Zura, And the Ritva said, we do not pass like this Malach. We do not bring it down. However, the main, however, there is one aspect we do bring down. We bring down this Rashba. A very important Rashba. When we learn the Sefer Shinches and Sif Dalav, over there, again, the Machaber says, for no reasons also. Where is the Maramokim for this Machaber? The Beis Yosef sends you to Magen Mishnah, sends you to this Rashba. The Maramokim, this Halacha, Klish Malach Lehetev, you cannot move for no reason, take a play, cannot move for no reason. It's this Gemara, this Halacha. Now the Rashba over here saying again that you cannot take a plate and cover and put it underneath an egg, mokum madron, it's a tzolosh ena motzoi. He comes along and says maybe there's an other malach over in the sugar as other bolam amoinoi, therefore he ends up a machma tovel abracha. That means he sounds like there's two malachim in the sugar. Now they do ask how in the world the Beis Yosef and the Magen Mishnah say the pshat and klish machvetu leads to a klal yomam mokum to be machmas as Rashba, the Rashba himself is a mesopic. Pshan the Rashba over here is, but etzma even agrees shloitzar klal is also. Except the question is, this nichol and shloitzar klal, because might have a tzarech over here. It's a tzolo. It's ain't a motzer, but it's a tzolo. But the Rashba says shloitzar klal and might can be also. Which leads to what is the get of shloitzar klal? We discussed then a pshat from Orach HaShulchan. He wants to tie no shloitzar klal through a plate for no reason. Is what? If you have any tzarech is mutter. Shloitzar klal means we're spacing out and doing mitzastik, that's shloitzar klal. The case over here by the Rashba is you have a tzarech to go save a plate. That's shlo tzarech klal. That means you have a daf to do something. See the Rashba, not like the Orach HaShulchan. The man mokum is aloch shlo tzarech klal means even if you choose to do something, but das is still nichol shlo tzarech klal. Except over here, that's all. It might be nichol get of tzarech. Otherwise, shlo tzarech klal does not mean stam when I'm spacing out and move a plate. If you have a plate on your table and you move it for das for no good reason, that's still a dinam mukso. Still a dinam mukso. Except for maybe Kli Suda,
even if here's even
Kli Suda. Oh, so that's the one of the they want to bring from over here is against this is my mokum against Kli Suda. Yishlod, Echlan. That's Koro, yeah. Fine, that's one Yisoid we see from our Suga, Lalocha Lamaisa, what the get of Shlodzar Klal is. Main Suga to focus on is the Suga Mavat Kli Menachonoi. Now, in this Suga over here, we have Hashem and Machlokes, Rabba, verse of Yosef. On the sugya of Atikli Machonoi, the fact that Rabbo came along and says the sugya over here is mitzad of Atzala Motzoi, Atzala Shena Motzoi. So, what does Rabbo have to say that for? That means it comes out in a Mokum Madron, Maisel will be Osir. Not Mokum Madron, if it's Motzoi, it'll be Motzoi. Maisel will be Motzoi. If it's Motzoi, the Maisel will be again about sugya of Atikli Machonoi. So, Shena wants to say, my focus will be between Rabbo and Abyeisir. Atzalah Shenin wants to say Rabbi Yitzchok, who says Ain't Klinitol Atzal Tzavinitol could be the Kulam where he agrees to Rabba. It's also the Mavat Klimachonoi. Taisus says that one. Mahalach said about Rabbi Yitzchok agrees to Rabba. Loch Lamais is Klor, the Rambam, the Rosh, the Reif, and all the Pesach can go that we pass in like Rabbi Yosef. That we hold Mavat Klimachonoi Lamais and Shabbos is also. That's Klor. Again, does the Rishem discuss if there's a Machlokes over here or not? But Lamais is Klor that we pass in Lamais is also. Now, once you pass in also, what is the reason for this, what the ramifications are based upon what the reason is. Kamal Rashi on the Mishnah, and he says, what is this is over here? The Duatar is Kavela and Mokon. By the Mishnah, he says, when you put this clean underneath, also what clean machone, Lashiva clean machone, Shluch, Oyla Tatli, cannot be moving from its place. The Avai Kavela and Mokon, Mechaba Vitit, Gamil Locho. You're putting it in a set place, and Domi Lomalacha, can you mechaber it to a tit? So where's the Rashi is, what's the is over here? Domi Lomalacha. Domi Lomalacha. He says that, the Rav Mishnais, Muki Yosef, El Moed, Divir Shem, that says, get it as Domi Lomalacha. Now you could say, what does Domi Lomalacha mean? Could say it means like, Uvdin Dachol, looks like you're doing a Malacha on Shabbos. Could say it means Uvdin Dachol. And the Maisha, the Ah, place can go this way, the Chayotim, when it brings down Lach Lomaisa, and the Kitzer, when it brings it down, it says, what's the Issa? Domi Lomalacha, mechaber it to tit. However, the Rishon did not explain the Rashi mitzad Ovin Dachol. They come along, the Azura, the Ritva, they explain Rashi means mitzad Boino. You, Rashi, saying, what's Domin Malacha, which Malacha I'm referring to? The fact that Kvela Malacha, Umachaber Betit, which Malacha, looks like you're doing a Maisa Boino. Looks like you're doing a Malacha Boino on Shabbos. There's an interesting Bach in Evan Ezra discussing about the Malacha of Chalitza. The Malacha by Chalitza, you have to Kvela Malacha, make yourself place, do a Maisa Chalitza. That means the best to say, go to Chalitza in this place. Says the Truma Sedeshin, can you do that on Shabbos? Say with a Mokum Kvele Mokum on Shabbos. Says the Truma Sedeshin, you cannot do that. Can we Kvele Mokum on Shabbos? It looks like a Maisa Boino. Maisa Boino. Says the Beis Yosef, Maisa Boino, Kvele Mokim, Chalitza, what Shaychas? Says the Baach HaToy with the Shaychas. It's Gemara and Shabbos, Membeis and Membeis. It's a Domin Mlocho, Mechaber, and it's Boino. So Baach, by Chalitza, tells you the Maramokim, the Pshan and Rashi, we have Domin Mlocho, it's Boino, that's Jewish Adesha, why cannot be Kvele Mokim by Chalitza on Shabbos? He's not Mechaber anything over there. He's been Kvele Mokim. He's saying, this is the place to do Chalitza. Kvele Mokim. That itself is Nichol and the Gedda Boino. This is the Mokim of Chalitza. So far as the Maestro, we have one Indian, one Gedda that the Issa is Mitzad Domin Lomalacha, and the Chorin explain, the Rishonim explain Mitzad Domin, out Mitzad Boino Shaboy. A second reason is very clear, even though you do not want to go to Domin Lomalacha, the Mir come along and says by himself, this is told to the Boino. He says, the Gedda Mitzad Boino Shaboy. The Rimon O'Neill says, why it's Mechzik and Boino, or Chaim called by Mitzad Boino Shaboy. Maisa, you read the Taz says, therefore, the Gedda, he writes in Sun Lam and Ches, he says, the Issa over there is Mitzad Boino. So we have again either Domi Lomalacho or Boino, and it comes out Laloch Lomaiso, the Taz one of Boino, the Chayodim and the Kitta with Al Domi Lomalacho, but Pash is the same thing. We have Gedda, Paiskin, Paskin, like the Rishonim, Mitzad Boino Shaboy. Abtad HaSheni, you have a second avenue, Rashi and Dafkuf Chokhes, Rashi and Dafkuf Nundalad. Rashi over there says why, because it looks like doing a mice of soyster. The fact that you cannot move from place to place, you must soyster the total from it, therefore it's dummy to soyster. And the Rambam in Shabbos per Chofei, you bring down, it's out the end of soyster. Numus is showing him the Torah's losh is mitzad soyster shavoy, out soyster. And therefore la locha, you look in the bush, you look in the Mishnah Brua, and look in the grass, they were mitzad soyster. Asa Hashem mitzad soyster shavoy. Now the Be'alocha does bring down the second reason mitzad boino, but l'maisa Mishnah Brua, Taib also Reis Samachay, Sain Simon Shin Yod, he went mitzad soyser. So again we have two main reasons over here to Asa, one mitzad boino, which again the Taz, Kitzer, Chayodim, one mitzad soyser, Levosh, Graz, Mishnah Brua. There's a Rashi, Nachum Gimel, Rashi is discussing the Inam by Muchon, what is the Issam of Mavatakli, and Rashi says, why, she Muchon mitchila l'tatloi, you Muchon in the beginning to metatloi, but actually, I say a muksa. Now you may not muksa. Now you may not muksa. What is Rashi coming along to say that now you may not muksa? Says the Pirmei Gaon, it's a third reason in the sugya. We have one reason mitzad boino. We have a second reason mitzad soyser. We have a third reason. Why mitzad making something muksa? Making something muksa. Now the Achrayim don't exactly explain what the inyan of making muksa is. What is the issue mitzad muksa? But Pirmei Gaon says, why is the inyan over here baya mitzad making muksa? You can't make muksa on Shabbos. The Taz by Osim Reis Samachay, Sivkot Aleph, Prim Golem says, going to the third Malach, Mitzah Muxa Shaboy. Now the Chonim are not too happy with the Prim Golem. Different reasons. One is, upon Svar, you could say the Yisoda Muxa is not a third reason. You could say, it makes a Muxa, therefore it cannot be Metalkalit. And therefore it can't be Metalkalit, either Baino or Soyser. What right? You had to come along and say the third thing. Rashi in the Mishnah says, what's the reason? Mitzah Domino to Malacha of Chibalt Boino, and come on the Gemara, he's switching Mitzah Mukso. Come on the Chodim Antaina. First of all, Rashi passes me the same thing. You're making it Mechabal Tit. How? Ayidei Mukso. Mukso is only the Siba that's causing it Mitzah Boino Vesoyser. That's Aleph. Bezes, they point out, we Taisvis. Taisvis, we're saying the two shots in Rashi between Boino and Soyser. Where is he? And that's from Gimel. Where Rashi says Mukso, come on Taisvis says Boino Vesoyser. Void, you read Taisvis, he says, the can perish, ki mechaber sham betit. Can. That's when Gimel says can. Over here is mefarish mechaber tit. If anything, you should remember beis and beis. The can is going back to the Mishnah. So the Tosfos is saying clearly, Pshat Rashi, the can over here, that's when Gimel. I say Muksa is what mechaber betit. Why they point out also the Taz. If you're going to want to say in Reis Hamachay, he's saying the Indian mitzad Muksa. Yet in Shinlam and Ches, he writes over there clearly the Gedim mitzad boino shaboy. Mitzad boino. So Lechura, it's not a third reason, but again, the Prima Gaon wants to say the third reason is making it into a Muksa, but I couldn't want to say from Tosfos and other Maamar Kremis is Kora Lechura, it's not a third reason. The Gedda, the Siva of Muksa is making Boino a Soyser. What's Nafkamina between the Muksa or the reasons? The Prima Gaon has three different Nafkaminas. This is mentioned, one of his Nafkaminas, he says, let's say you have something that's Klish Shemach for the Isser. It's Muksa ready. You want to put on top of it Shemin, that's Muksa Mach Maskufoy, Son Kiss, Ukadaimo. Is there an Issam of Vata Kli making something that already is Muksa, making it more Muksa? Already was a Kli Shemach to Lissa, already was Muksa, are you making it more Muksa? So Noxus for the Taz of Rashi of making something Muksa, already is Muksa, therefore there is no Inim of Vata Kli Macholoi. B'tav b'ayin of a soitza, beforehand you allowed metalta b'tav tzav gufa mekoymai, but now you cannot be metalta, even tzav gufa mekoymai, therefore be yosur. Therefore you want to say, therefore you want to tie up, there's an afkmini between muksa and b'ayin of a soitza, and making a klish shemach to le'isr into something that is a boss, into something that's even muksa gomer. They do point out, this nafkamina, the prima gonum, really depends upon the chakira, what's the story of the klisha malach l'isser? Back to discuss all in the beginning of this man, is the story of klisha malach l'isser be'etim it's muksar, or is it k'teres total? They point out, from over here the prima gonum l'chora went like the mishibur of the chayodim, they said over here it's mitzam muksar, klisha malach l'isser already is muksar. Now it'll be moitzim muksar, according to the Taz, Rashi, there won't be a baya. However, if it goes to the mahalach of the gain, and others who tiny there, but ethically shemak this is not muksa. Especially if there is tiltal upon it, if there is kalim upon it, then chanam, there's no muksa over here. So what do you put a kli on top of it? A muksa mach maskufoi will happen. It's making it now muksa. So said of Shlomo Zalman really depends upon what the said of here of kli shemak lisser is. And we see a riot that the prima godim went l'chor like the chayodim and the mishabruah, that the said of kli shemak lisser mitzam muksa shaboy, and therefore he said that the said mitzam muksa, therefore there will be no inin tzav pet l'kli merachonli if the said is mitzam muksa. But won't there be a problem?
Yeah.
Already is muksa. The is making muksa. The soil is not making more. Making muksa already is muksa. Already has a shame muksa. The shell is now, why is it isser? Who says there's an isser? Myself. What?
Peel of fruit.
Come on, Shlomo Zalman discusses how can peel a fruit or how can mafresh truma v'oikadayma pesach halacha. They discuss this question, how to answer. Again, so we have one reason, mitzad domim locha, which pash means boina. We have a second reason, mitzad boina. We have a third reason, mitzad tzoysa. We have a fourth reason, mitzad muksa. This is a fifth reason, there's a ritual here, that the Olam did not have. The ritual came out in the 1990s. He comes along and brings down Rashi, mitzad boina, and tzoysa. He's not too happy with it. And he goes on with another reason, which could mean the svara, mitzad muksa. He says, you might uncover Shabbos. The fact they took a kli that was roi before Shabbos, made an oyster roi on Shabbos, you might uncover Shabbos. Which you could have said that's the Vart to Muksa, but he came along and said, but that's Afkmai, might uncover Shabbos. What's Nafkamino? Says the Shvasitik, Nafkamino again is Kli Shemach L'Isser. To put something on top of it, to might uncover Shabbos has to be something that's roaring Shabbos. A Kli Shemach L'Isser, Betim is not roaring fit on Shabbos. So you're not might uncover Shabbos when you put something on top of it that makes it Legami Osir. Because the might says, it never was roaring for Shabbos. That's what the Nafkamino is. There's a sixth malach over here, there's a Reims malach. They want to tie it, the whole Yisoid, Vavata Klima Chonai, depends upon the Sugyo. Once you pass, can you ink the Nittle, El Tzavtova Nittle? He wants to say, Vehicle Mavata Klima Chonai. Now, what is it? Why is it Tali Zer Bezer? I'm the Achoinim, Mr. Shabbos, or Chaim, that Tali Zer Tali Zer Bezer. Might say clearly we do not pass in that way. We pass in ink the Nittle, we pass in Yesh Klima Nittle, something that's not Tzavtova Nittle. The Oye pass in Vavata Klima Chonai, so we do not pass in like Reims. So leave it on the side. So again, we have six reasons they discuss. Well, he discussed it. The Rebbe discussed it. Maestro, six reasons that Achoinim, Rishonim were discussing. What is the Issa of him about Klima Chonai? Now, I like to stick basically to two of them, which the Olam discusses, the Ikka, Boino and Soyser. Boino, Domin Mocha, Boino, and Mitzat Soyser. Two separate reasons over here. Now, to understand Boino and Soyser, start off with a Chakira. Chakira, all the Malachim discussed is Manenu. We're saying over here to be Mavatal Klima Achonai. What are you being Mavatal? You have two aspects, two choices. Mavatal from total, you cannot move from place to place before, and before you put something on top of it, you're allowed to Metaltal it, you couldn't be Metaltal it, and now you cannot be Metaltal. Have something on top of it, you can't be Metaltal it. It's you Mavatal the total. Well, no, better than the total is Beseder. We're not discussing the total. Mavatal from it's Vestamshus. You cannot use the kli anymore. You cannot use the kli anymore. Is it because you cannot move it anymore? Or is it because you can? Is it not, it's what it's made for cannot be mishtamash for it anymore. Mishtamshus. So they do want to say, the Mishpat Usher, Simla Mazayin, discusses, you want to say, let's go based upon, is it Baina? Say so, he said, that's covered Shabbos. Is it, you say, Mishab Baina Shabbai, it's very clear the Pashas is, my friend say, then what's it Baina? Domil Mochum Mechabe Betit. What are you doing? You're taking away the total. Boina is called in the mitzvah total. You take away the total. Nothing to do with the shtamshus. You're connecting it, the kli to the ground. No, but the issa dam mochi mechava one to another. You're taking away, they cannot move it. The issa mitzvah boina shemai has to be mitzvah total. The issa dam mochi boina, connecting things. What's connected with the shtamshus? Avada boina has to go mitzvah, taking away total. He said the inner of covered Shabbos, he says, vada have to be with the shtamshus. But you took away its use. It has nothing to do with it connecting. Who cares connecting the covered Shabbos? You took away the no, the Shtamshus use of Shabbos. The covered Shabbos avad has to go else the Shtamshus. The Din of Soiser is a big mavuch among the Gdol Achronim, Pim Godim, and others. They discuss, what is Soiser? Is Soiser taking away its tiltal or taking away the Shtamshus? Pim Godim, Rosh Yosef, one says, Machloik, Smaram, versus Mashop, Shan Toises. But the Batim, the big tumult over here, what is Soiser doing? Take away its Shtamshus? Or taking away its total. Say different afkaminas, maybe say, be clear. First, if you're going to discuss the Reis HaMavav, what taitu is the Mavata Klima Yachonoi? Now, you look over there discussing the breaking between Muksa and Baino. Look, you can say the same thing between Saisa and Baino. What is Bidu Klima Yachonoi? Does it mean, one word he says, Minamuchon? He says, Meyachonoi means Minamuchon Shalai. What is prepared for? Bidu Klima Yachonoi means what Minamuchon Shalai. You mean you take away what it's made for? It's made for Shtamshus. You took away your Shtamshus. Another choice, he says, Mitzaboyne Shabbat, he says, Mechona means the kinoi, it's basis. You're taking away the basis, you're connecting it to the ground. The fact, the Minamuchan, that means Minamuchan Shalai was prepared for, the means the kinoi, Mevatakli Mechona means Mevatel its kin. Mevatel, it's the noun, it's a Guvat Dover, it's not its adjective or its verb. It's not a minamuchon shaloi. You're taking away its basis. Why? It really depends what you're doing. If you're taking away the tiltal shavoi, you're taking away the basis, not making it move, that's mevatakli me'achonoi, that's the basis. Take away just tamshis, mevatal what? Minamuchon shaloi. Minamuchon shaloi. That means boina, l'chura, certainly has to go take away the basis. Seisha, depends how you said over. Are you taking away the tiltal, taking away the tamshis? Another case would be, that's in Taitu, the Chorod and Nafkamino. Nafkamino Alocha, this is a very simple case to understand it. Is there a din, Bidokli Merchona, is something that's Mechubar Rei Vakarko? It already is attached. The Alocha, the Kolboy brings down, Mechabin Simon Shin Lamed Hei, Sif Dalet, discusses when you have a vat with grapes inside that were not pressed, and this vat is cracked, and the wine is sipping out of it. Mashkum Shazavul Maisan Muksan Shabbos. So to put a kli underneath it to capture it, says the Mechaber, it's Osir. Why? Because Mevatel Kli Merchonoi. Says the Eitza, the Kolboy, put your bed over there, put your mita there. Therefore, it's Mokum Diwasa, you have a problem with that Graf Shari. Then put the kli over there and fill it up. When it fills it up, then you get to go take it out. Therefore, you're not being Mevatel Kli. Why? Because the Maisi, after it comes full up, it's going to overflow, you take it out. Says the Mechaber, once that's filling up, what to do with it? Should you empty it out into the second kli, or pour it back into the vat? Says the Mechaber, empty it out into the second kli, mevat the second kli, mecholoi. Well, you gain nothing out of it, mevat the kli. Says, no, what do you pour it back inside the vat, and then you put it back in bottom, and it keeps dripping in again. That's what you do. Come on, Mechaber, it's a kasho, lemaisa, you've been metal to muksa, picking it up, which is muksa. Asgraf shari. He says it's better to mevatel kli the second kli, put the second kli to the mekabel the drips, and not to metal to muksa. The question comes from the Gedolei Achronim, Pim Godim, Mishnah Berurah, and Mogavam discuss. We have a head to mitzah muksa. What's better to do mitzah graf? Better to metal to muksa be daim, mevatel kli me'achonoi. Says the Mogavam, it's better to mevatel kli me'achonoi. Says the Pim Godim is better to do tiltal muksa. Mishnah Berurah passes like the Mogavam. It's better to what? To take the kli and do bitter kli me'achonoi. Better to do that. Says the Magarim, so let's take the kli over and put it over there to capture the drips. It's better than the kli, then pick up the kli that's full already. Says the Magarim, the Teretz, do you know why you can't take it from one place to another? Because the Mechubar Karka is attached already. That's the case. Shulchan Aruch's case is the second kli is Mechubar. That means the Mechab is saying, do not pour into the second kli, ask for the kli Mechonoi. Says the Magarim, what's the case? It's Mechubar. It's attached. That's the case of the Mechab is attached. There's a bit of kli by the way the kli is attached. Come on, Kiveger says the bitter kli when something's attached, already you can't move it anymore. Kiveger dumps the Mogar Avram, he writes it by Simon Shin Lamed Hei, where he discusses it by the case of Kiseh Adam and Simon Yodeh, Simon Chav Ches, discussing on Shabbos, he makabal the dam on Shabbos, he discusses, Mai says Mevatel Kli, Elamai the Kli is Mechubar, and there is no Issa Mevatel Kli, what's Mechubar? He said, like Mogar Avram, the Mogar Avram is wrong, there's no Issa Mevatel Kli, what's Mechubar? So we have Machlokes of Kiveger, verse, the Mogar Avram, is it Mevatel Kli something Mechubar or not? Come along, the Aruch HaShulchan, the Mebina says, what's the story of the Machlekes? Is it Boino or Soiser? Says Aruch HaShulchan, if it's that Boino, already is Boino. If it's that Soiser, already soiter. You might see soiter from mishtamshes. You can't use it anymore. We had things inside that there's mukhs inside. Come on, the hanging to God, and they say, what, the Kivagin did not know there's a din of soiter over here. He only said din of bainah. What's the Kivagin and the argument among Aram for that reason? Because in soiter itself, you have two ways to understand it. Is soiter means that soiter and total? No, it's been soiter and total. Soiter is mishtamshes. You're being soiter and mishtamshes. Therefore, some minchas alozer and others, minchas, they want a taina, and Chazosha and others, they want a taina, it really depends what pshat in Saiser itself. Avad everyone who's in Saiser, Chashuk understand the side of Saiser, it's a stamshus. I mean, we're saying it's a stamshus. Kivagin is a Saiser, it's a total Shabbai. Therefore, that's the Machalik Kivagin in the Mogar Abram, not the side Baina and Saiser. They're arguing in Saiser Gufo, is it Saiser stamshus or in total. So I think that case of Karka is a clear way of understanding the two shalos over here. One shalos is a Baina and Saiser, and in Saiser itself is a Saiser in total or Shtamshas. Now again, when we read the Gal HaKoinim, when it comes to Antav Rashi, the Sam Saifer, Pnei Shua, Prim Godim, why Rashi one time says Boina, one time says Saiser, if you read the cases slowly, part of the discussion over here is, what is Saiser? Is Saiser mitad Shtamshas, or Saiser mitad total? Prim Godim over here also discusses, let's say you have a Kli, that you have something inside that is Osir, in Ishtamshus, but the Maisa, the Tildu was not Mavatl, the other way around, Tildu was not Mavatl. He has a case, for example, let's say you made your Noida Hanof Mshem from Achila. The Maisa, you allowed a Metaltul, he says, but the Maisa, no Ishtamshus. So you want to say, it depends upon Boina and Saiser. Although Chenomataina, really depends on your stand, Saiser. If Saiser is Mitzad Tildu, there's no Issa Mitzad Tildu, Mitzad Ishtamshus, you have a good enough Kamino, therefore the Rabbina wants to argue again on the Prima Gaudim. So it really depends what's the side of Saiser over here. Lalocha, before if you read the Mishnah Berurah, numerous places, it sounds like he went with both. You have two reasons to say why he went with both. Either because he holds that Saiser and Ishtamshus, part of the Ishtamshus is total, and really Ishtamshus means both. Or you could say, no, it's both are MS, Saiser and Ishtamshus or in total. Mishnah Berurah went with both. A couple of Mayim Mekoymis. One Mishnah Berurah, when he starts it right away, but also the Reis HaMachai discussed it with the Shemin, you have a Kli, drops inside, says Mishnah Berurah, you mean Mavato Kli. And it's very clear what's a bit of Kli over here. Shemuchu metchil l'tatloi v'akshav asu b'total. It's also in total. He starts off rather very clearly, the ged mitzad total shavoy. That's how he writes it by us, Reis HaMachai, Reis HaMavoh, other places. He discusses it in the total. The Gemara in Kuf Chav Chesam Bey is discussing when a behemoth fell in the Amas HaMayim. Fell into a small ditch that has water inside. The Gemara discusses if it cannot do parnos over there. The Gemara says, throw in korn v'kasas, pillows and blankets, that to lift up higher, gets out, to stays there, but Maisa will not have any tzara on Shabbos, and therefore, since Tzabal Chaim Deraisa, put your pillows and blankets over there. And the Gemara said over there, even though I hack it for the pillows and blankets, it's Kemavata Klima Chonoi, the Gemara answers Tzabal Chaim Deraisa. Now, where's the bittel over there? You shouldn't have two different ways of being Mavata something over there. Rashi says, what's the bittel? You threw the pillows and blankets in the water, and the animal stepped on top of it, and you're Mavata because the animal is on it. That's what Rashi learns. That means you cannot be metaltle. The way how the Rambam says, you know what? When you threw it in, it got wet. There's no Ishtamshus. Got wet. Rashi, Machlok is, what is Shan the Gemara? Tight words. The Gemara is like, Mavatikli Machonoi. What is a bittle that it got wet? Or bittle because the animal is standing on top of it? Rashi, the Rashi says the animal is standing on top of it. The Rambam says, you know what? Because it got wet. Says the Mishnah Berurah and Simon Shanei, when it begins now, Loch Lamaisa and Sifu Teres. He says, from the Rambam, the side over here is why? Because it got wet. And who is not arguing? He says, you know why? Why do you want to say Korn V'Kasa? Since when do you lift up an animal putting pillows and blankets? Where do you put a rack there? You put a brick? You put crates there? You put heavy things? We don't lift up animals with pillows and blankets. It doesn't happen that way. That's not the case of how people do things. Says, what's the Chiddush? Says the Mishnah Berurah. He writes, the Chiddush is, you know why? Because when you threw it in, and Vatel from Mishnah Stamshin is also a bit of Klima Chola, it's still a smorter. That's the Yisod of Korn V'Kasas. The getting wet itself is also Nichlan Gather. Now the Mishnah Berurah does say, also in the Simon Shanei, but let's say, he goes on saying that might have both cases, let's say you put things that are Sharkalim or Korn V'Kasas, is Mavata Kli. Say taking away the total or take away the Stamshin is Mavata Kli. The Mishnah Berurah writes over there, what's a bit of Kli? They're Stamshin. Take away its use. It's very clear. He says, that's Pshan the Rambam, that's Pshan the Gemara. He writes, again, by us, he writes, Yisod of bit of Kli, it means how to take away the total. And Simon Shin, hey, he writes, what's the bit of Kli? So Abu said, after you're in the Shtamish, take away the shtamshes that's also nichol and gather biblically. It sounds like the mishmeru of both malchim. Size sois in the total, size sois in the shtamshes. Now it could be again part of the shtamshes is total. It could be tainu af, same thing. But he went with either way. That's nichol and gather soisim. Nafkamina, they say, let's say you have a shirt in the laundry. Maisa's laundry shirts, the maisa not muksa. Why? It's right to be worn. Shasat chak. People do wear it sometimes. Let's say you have a spill on the floor, you have coke on the floor, you want to clean it off. You have a choice using a shmato, using, let's say, a shirt. Can you take a shirt and clean it off? Come on, the place can say, based upon this halacha, that you take away something that's from which is tamshus, that's also about the kli. Even though the shirt afterwards will not be muksa, it's still a malach, it's still shaykh to wear. Come on, no one wears it, that's not the derech of wearing it. Only really B'shav Tzach Gadol is going to wear it. Come along, Moshe B'shalom Adam, the Hashem says, you want to clean up a spill, a Maisa, with a shirt, a coke, you have a Nochabaya, up total, maybe it's not total. But the Maisa before Shalacha, take away the Shtamshas, that's also Nichol and Saisar. And therefore, just like you cannot throw the pillows and blankets and making it wet, and you cannot use it, taking the shirt and cleaning up a spill also, you cannot wear it anymore on Shabbos. Therefore, even though it has another use, you can clean up another spill, let's say, on Shabbos. The Maisa, Nichol and Geder of Mabata Klima Chonoi. So again, what comes out, I think, Klopp and Mishnah Berurah, in the Chor, there are two in Yonam Nichol and Saiser, Sai inside the Shtamshas, and Sai inside taking away the total Shavoy. Therefore, could be a Meister why the Bialocha only brought down Baina in the Bialocha, because the Meister is not much of Nachminim, Bina is certainly taking away the total. He anyway went with Malach of total. Yesh Lon was much of a Nachminim in Saiser and Baina, once both inside in of the total and the Shtamshas. The Mitzad Alocha that we passed from Vatakli Machonoi, the clear from the Gdala Chodim, the Shainim, there are three different levels of Mevatel Kli. There's something that Mevatel Miyad, you can take it off Miyad, something that's Lasho, or something that's Lekol Ayoyim. Now it's very important to understand where the Makoros are coming from to understand how to apply the Lokal Maeso. The Makor of Miyad that the Maravam, Mishnah Berurah, bring down, some place that from Gimel discusses, you have a Tarnagol on top of the Vachroyach, it's not been the Shmoshes. It says you allow to take a Kli, turn it upside down, let a tanagol climb on top of it and jump off in it, off it on Shabbos, not a problem. I would have about to clean my chonai. So Taisi, you know why? Because when it goes on there, you can shoot off right away, pick it up, throw it off right away. Since miyad is not about to clean my chonai, that's Taisi. The Gemara on Daf Kuf and Dalam Beis discusses in case of kli ashisus. You have a kani de omni, a blood-letting object made out of glass. The Gemara over there says, how in the world are you gonna let it drop on top of pillows and blankets, lemaisa from avat klima chonai? The Gemara answers, you know why? It's shlufli zutri. It's a small package, and therefore you can shake it off slowly, shake it off slowly. And therefore, since it's, the Gemara goes on further and says, in this case only a hefsed meruba, not hefsed muot, therefore will be mekel. Because again, we have one Gemara's case that says by these kani umni, the Gemara says from avat klima chonai. The Gemara says it's shlufli zutri. Therefore, you can shake it off for nachas. The Gemara right afterwards says, Rav Gamliel has a case over there that he had an animal that had the honey on his back. It got him spoiled. It's Maisa, it's a case of vinegar. It's not ready for it on Shabbos. The Gemara says, El Maisa, let's untie it and let it fall off the back of the animal of Tzar Balachayim. And the Rishonim explain, therefore let it break. The Gemara says, no, because he held Tzar Balachayim, Maisa, case of Drabonim. Therefore, if you held Tzar Balachayim as a case of Deraisa, says the Rishonim, we pass on Tzar Balachayim as Deraisa, you have to untie the packages, let this honey fall down and break on Shabbos and lose its eyes to Meruba. Why? Because Kol Hayom. Therefore, the Gemara on Kufin Dalam Beis says the Rashba, the Rambam is down, the Ramban, that we see from the Gemara that says that if it's a take off a Nachas L'shoah by Hefse Meruba, the Maisa be Mutter, not Mash Enkei by Hefse Meruba, not. However, by case of Kol Hayom, the Gemara is saying Maisa is also. That's one mahalach among the Rishonim. The Ramban, the Rashi was very clear. But again, miyat in the case of Tanigol might be mutter. By the case of Lashaah, the Gemara is saying by Hefsa Meruba be mutter. And in the case of Gamil was Koloyoyim, therefore the Gemara said it's also. Come along with the Magarabram that says that's the Rashi. The Ran. Look in Rashi not that way. Rashi, by the case of Gamil, says, let's untie the animal and you have this honey inside. Tzar Balachayim is Deraisa, and therefore let's put pillows and blankets there and let's mabat klima chonoi. That means the machlokes pshat the sugya. We shouldn't argue. When the Gemara says by Tzar Balachayim is deraisa, untie the packages, and therefore what? What should happen to this honey over here? Should you let it fall and break, or no? It's therefore the mevatel klima chonai. The Rashi, by the Ran, says therefore no, let it fall and break. You know why? Because it's mevatel the pillow,
the whole entire Shabbos. Even Heft removal might still be osur. Rashi says, no, it's Heft removal. What you do, untie it, and let it fall on top of the kli. I've mabat the kli, and come honey all over it. So what? Heft removal be mutter. That's how Mogavam says Pshan Rashi. The Aloha says different Pshan Rashi, best Pshan Rashi. Therefore, in fact, the Mogavam on himself, Gemara earlier says, that what mabat the kli ma'achonoi, Gemara has a kasho, I lamaisa, why in the world are you untying this kind in the Omni and Shabbos? I mabat the kli ma'achonoi. And the Gemara answers, no, why? Because you're shulfa yizutri, not shulfa ravavi. What's the most kash? Mavat klim achonoi. Maisa, even if it's kol ayoyim, maisa should be mutter. Back to the Mogavam himself. After the Mogavam, you know what? Because you have two options how to take off the packages. You can either lower the rope slowly down, the nachas, or you can untie it, let it fall, and mavat klim achonoi. Therefore, it says, Rashi is saying, if you have a choice of mavat klim l'sha'a, or do a benachas, Rashi is saying, do mavat klim l'sha'a, but I have some rubo. You have a choice, mevatel kli lekol ayoyim or benachas, lower down benachas. Beichanami Rashi holds the kol ayoyim by mutter by hefse merubo. That's the Mogavam by the Masor, which I think now they'll go look back anymore. See, that's the Mogavam Lamaisa means. If so, what comes out of Lok Lamaisa? Mogavam ends of Lok Lamaisa. Then miyad Lamaisa is going to be mutter. If it's l'sha, he says, it depends. If it's l'sha, zutri or rafri. If it's l'sha, he says first. If it's hefse merubo, he says echanami. Then do it. Then you can shake it off. If it's kol ayoyim, he says first do a benachas. Can do benachas. Even hefse merubo is mutter kol ayoyim. The Mishnah Berurah says no. I don't pass like the Mogavam. Mishnah Berurah, bi'alocha is very clear. Miyad mutter, sha hefse merubo, kol ayoyim. He says koshim oid lahakol. Koshim oid lahakol. Why is this pshan Rashi? That's not pshan Rashi. And therefore he said, Koshim Oy Lahakul. A big enough kamina is, let's say, he has dripping inside your living room, the air conditioning. The air conditioning of the Meister water is no than Shabbos, but the place can say, put the bucket there, the Meister is about to clean my conlay, the place can say. Meister is dripping in the living room, it's ruined the carpet and the floor, and it gets all ruined, but you have some room by it. What? No, it's no light. No light, no light. No light, the air conditioning of the place can say is no light. No light, not rainwater, air conditioner water. Rainwater is royal behemoth, masculine. Rainwater, but air conditioner place is no gomer, therefore it should be also. Can you put your cleat there to macabre it? By a case of hefse merubo, if you're going to do it l'sha'ah, can you fill up and overspill and keep changing on Shabbos, l'sha'ah, hefse merubo is the seder. With my selected case of color, you have a big bucket, it won't be that much. If I do that on Shabbos, according to Magavam, hefse merubo is more than Mishabura. Koshim or Eilakul, it clearly cannot put your bucket there to Makabal on Shabbos. Why can my son Vadakli Makhonai the Kalayim? So again, it comes out, Lochla Maisa, Bekin the Swam Golak, Mishibura, that again, Miyad, the Maisa's Mutter, the Shah is Hefsamuva, and the Kalayim, Koshim or Eilakul. Now, the Mishibura in Reis HaMachay is very clear that let's say he had cases. Now, what is the Shah? And what is the Maisa case of Miyad? What is Miyad? L'sha means an hour, 2 hours, 3 hours. What does Miyad mean? What's the definition? Miyad is mutter, l'sha is have some rubo. So once you know the Ma'amok and the Gemara is where you have the kind of umni in the pillows, and you shake it off slowly, benachas, you shake it off slowly, that's l'sha. L'sha means you cannot do Miyad. But in the case of the chicken, he's honest, just flip him right off. That's Miyad. Someone takes 2 seconds, 5 seconds, that's l'sha already. That in the case of have some rubo. Let's have some rubo ready. So l'sha, the definition is not an hour. L'sha means anything you cannot do miyad mamish. That's l'sha, and without having to move, a mice will be also. Therefore, the Mishmur Reis HaMachay says, but a case of mitzaitis, he said, goes out with miyad. That's mutter. A case of shaiva and chelo, that mice says miyad is mutter. Mashengi, he says, a case of shemen as hefset, that'll be also. And he says, a case of b'cham, mice will be also. He had 2 cases of l'sha and 2 cases of miyad. Now, so shaiva and the mitzaitis, he says miyad. A case of Bacham and a case of Shemin, he says, is not Miyad. It's, and therefore, it'll be Osir. Now, just on the case of Shemin, the Mishnah's case is, what happens? Shemin is falling inside the plate. Now, why can you pick up the plate and move and put it wherever you want? The Shemin the Meister is Muksa, very good, very nice. Muksa for the plate, why can you pick it up? The Mishibur writes, the Simon Reis HaMakov, there's no bus on Shabbos coming from the Balamor. Yet, the Mishibur over here says, they cannot be mitzvah. It's also the tassel because there's shemen inside. Why is also the tassel? Chur, this is back to what we said last week or week before. The mishmur of the chur goes to the side by bussin and Shabbos like the balamor chetzi bussin. That what the near lemaisa will be mutter and tiltul will be also. The makor of chetzi bussin again is for the balamor by the kani de umni. The case of there is talking about when you have these glass things, you want to shake it off. The Balamora says, what over there? It's not a case of Boston Shabbos. You can do near. Over there is where this Indian of where the Balamora saying there's no Boston Shabbos. Back to Chaznish, Aishir, Kais, the Meister, we see there is Boston Shabbos, says that near the Meister, more to tell to be also. It's called Mamash Mishabu over here. Mishabu over here says, you have a clear with the Shemin inside. He says, it's Oslo Tautel. Read the Mag Avraham, he does not say Oslo Tautel. Well, he yells, you are a lot of Tautel. So the Meister, why is the Indian of the clear with Shemin inside? What's the Baya? Mitzad in of Vatkul Mechonai, go pick it up. So where the Master Shekel explains, because the Meister, what are you going to do with it? Four on the floor, you can't. Meister could cause because you lose out the Shemin. You don't cause a hefted. Pour it into another clea, you move out to the other clea. So since you're going to have to move out to the clea somewhere, and to leave it there, Badas, therefore it came out to move out to the clea Melchonoi. But not because it's a total. There's no it's a total. This you do not want to spill out. Why don't you want to spill out Mitzad Hefted Shemoi? So Rashi went, Mishabur went, why Mitzad it's a total over here, the Shitascha. Master Enkain, the Magar Ramlachor, went to Machzor Shekel explaining, Echnam, there's no Issa Teltul. Just any place you can spill it into, you're going to have to pour into another clean, some clean of Avatel. Now, again, once you go to the ghetto of Miyad and Lashaw, Miyad means something that you have to right away, and Lashaw is something a couple seconds later. Come along the Achoinim. The other question they discuss, does miyad mean something that you want to do right away, or has the potential to do right away? Is it potential, or you want to, you plan to? So the Graz, Shulchan Aruch Rav, and Kutchin Achim, brings to Machlokes Yishayim out of it, if you read the Mechaber and the Shavu and the Paiskim, they go as long as you can. That's how you plan to, as long as you can. That means the fact that, let's say you have shells on a plate, and you can't shake it off on the table, that's enough not to move out to if you do not have to plan to. As long as you can, that's miyad. Not that you plan to, as long as you can. That's how the Meister the Mishmur, again the Baker the place can go that way. Now just take two cases to understand this, we'll get more riches next time. It's first, you have a plate on the table. You want to eat your pistachio nuts. You open up the shells, you put them inside your plate. Meister, can you do that on Shabbos? Is that Mavata Klima Chana on Shabbos? So come along, this from the one time, let's say you have a plastic tablecloth. And you can shake it off from out on the table. Your mother's not around, she won't catch you, no problem. We can do that. No problem with Tamavat Klima Chana. Why? It has potential. Well, let's say you have a good tablecloth, or the people around, the guests around, the Olam around. What is the heter to put inside your plate? Muksa. Maisa, you cannot be Menari. What do you want to do? Even to pick it up and take it in the garbage without the heter of graph, you have no heter. During the meal, you have passion is no dinner graph. After you finish eating, start crying, maybe it's a dinner graph. While you're eating it, you start eating one shell, another shell, another shell. You just, right now, you put mux inside your plate. Your plate, it cannot be menar miyad, and you can't take it to the garbage. No, it has to be tagraf. The chura at the moment is l'shaw, mavatikli l'shaw, mavatikli l'shaw. Only have some ruba. So how in the world do you ever put garbage inside your plate? Now you can tell me an etzel. Leave your fork inside. It's a basel is leheter. Mishabu brings down the one that etzel is a basel is leheter. Let's say you have no fork. Or another question is, let's say you have the fork inside. Are you allowed to take the fork off the plate? Is that a gram b'tikli machanai? The only thing about it, is there an eitzah? The Pesachim more machmir. The Ben Ishchai Meister asks the newest Pesachim we bring down. Who you have a big baya when you eat on Shabbos? Mitzad Mivatikli Mechonai, putting something that's purely mux inside your plate. 24 afterwards. Again, this that you'll have to. How do you answer Kivegas Kasha? How do you answer Kivegas Luchorna? That's a baya, big baya. What? Meister, it's one thing. The only thing about again, we'll get back next time if I tell him. And the Chashavas Heter is Meister very schwer. Meister, everyone has to think of a good Heter if there is a Heter. Numas Paiskim Meister Machmer. That's one Shailan. But the two main Shailans on Negei Lalocha, that's one Shailan Negei Lalocha, and a second Shailan very Negei Lalocha, is this in Vatikli Machonai. The words are something that's being Mechim. Can a person take a garbage bag and open it up on Shabbos and put garbage inside on Shabbos? The Meister, what happens? Let's say the first thing you put in is a diaper. First thing you put in is a diaper. Meister, what would you just do? Just made it, that's mux, that's boss, that's mavatikli machonai. So how in the world do you ever open up a brand new garbage can on Shabbos? How can you do that? So those who want a taino, then the Meister, what's the whole entire site over here? The site over here is mavatikli machonai, minam muchen shaloi, what it's prepared for, and that's, it's just tamshis, that's oimelakach. The garbage bag is made to be a garbage bag. Therefore there's no it's over here. V'oid, before Shemar'al, Meister on the Mishnah, he wants to say, what's Pesha on the Mishnah talking to Rashi? You want to tie that Ted when he puts them oid yom it's mutter mutter lechachilo. So the Rashi says v'diavad. What's the lashon mutter? Says the Maral. What does it mean? It means something that you put there on Erev Shabbos. Even if it came away on Shabbos, it was not mavap, nothing dripped in the side, you can put it back. You know why? It's muchon to capture things. There's no bayah that something that's oy milakach. No bayah. Therefore, come along with Shama Zalman and Rav Yashiv, and Numis Achoinim, Chaim Knesky, and Radia, they want to tie in something that's oy milakach, the mice is not mavat kli mechonai, because it's mavatul mechonai. This is what it's meichon for, this is what it's prepared for. Therefore, garbage bag is no bayah. Atal Hashem, they come along and argue two makaris. Once they said, first of all, there's any mitzat sois mitzat boino. You are coming mitzat soiser, why mitzat soiser to stamshus? Mitzat boino, says Arachim of Sikol Shalevsky and others, they taino, vaisno, al mitzat boino, soikol soiki, took away their total. What in the world you gain? You go mitzat soiser, it's Aleph. Base vector shvus yitzchok. How do you understand soiser? If soiser mitzat mishtamshus, very good, you have good shikol toiro. Mitzat total, mitzat soikol soiki, took away its total. Why the word can be Michael? So they come to argue, Shwasitzik has a terrorist, so the Maestro, the argument two Makaris. One mitzat boini gain nothing, and one mitzat seisa, circle seisa, take away its total. So why in the world can you use the garbage for it? And therefore, can, how in the world can you open up brand new garbage? Therefore, if Yach Kamnetsky says the Maestro's also. You call the Shani, the Maestro says awesome, because Sevi says awesome, because Ava says awesome. Says the Kota Shani, the Maestro, he has, what Maestro, what should you do? So either he says what to do, he says open up the garbage era Shabbos and put something in before Shabbos. Which last Chabur we said, mitzad being metab the garbage on Shabbos, make sure you take it out on Erev Shabbos. And on Shabbos, open up the garbage. Why mitzad? Then you have Issa and Hetim metab on Shabbos. Kamal Chodeshan says, if I care, don't do it on Shabbos. Why? Can you have mitzad bit of klima cholai? Make sure you open it up Erev Shabbos and put something in before Shabbos. Therefore, it already was mevotol, and therefore, Echlam cannot be metab on Shabbos. So my said, what do you want Shabbos? And make sure you have muksa in before Shabbos or on Shabbos. It really depends how you look at the sugi over here. Because Kodesh said, make sure you do it before Shabbos. And last Shabbos said, no, make sure you have brand new garbage bag on Shabbos.
It's
what?
It's
according to Kodesh said, anything is before Shabbos, it comes muksa when it enters Shabbos. You gain nothing out of it. There's no way in Messiah to enter. What? You cannot put in the head before Shabbos. Because the holy is why a klisham is not muksa when you throw it out Erev Shabbos. Mavapski machonai. Anything you throw out Erev Shabbos is not mivat kli machana. Sorry, not mivat kli. It's bittul that etch kolodom. And therefore, anything you throw out Erev Shabbos, once comes Shabbos, it's mukso. When you throw out food, chatami plates. Said the Chodeshana, give me another etzo. You know what to do? On Shabbos, put in chatami plates, he says. Put in the food, something that's right for people. Maestro, really depends what we hold chatami plates are on Shabbos. What we hold food is on Shabbos. He went lishitoso. Well, Maestro, me and Maestro, machalita plates, kli machoko, chatami plates are on Shabbos, what to do? Throw out food on Shabbos, Machlokes HaShoko, what to do. But he comes out, what should you do? He says you have to make sure either Erev Shabbos, open up the garbage bag and put in anything you want Erev Shabbos, come on Shabbos, you ready, wood mavoto, or on Shabbos, make sure you do not throw out something that smokes already. Otherwise, he says, you want to throw out the first thing, a daif on Shabbos, you mavat klima chonoi. Chokes, the Pashkim is my nenu. Maisha, the swarm, but Iker went Lakula, it's much more easier to live life that way. Lakula, well, Maisha, you have to deal with the Shiloh. What happened with that swarm, with that boy in the Shabbos? What happened with that place in Shabbos? Take it to the next stage. That's a regular garbage bag that's aimed for your garbage bag. What happens if you have these bags get from Makolet? Sometimes it's made for garbage. Sometimes it's made to take to Shiva, to a carrier or something. It's made for different things. Is that nichel in the noch the makilim of Oymedis Lakach? Is a bag from Makolet, is that nichel to get of Oymedis Lakach or not? So again, not those who are Machmir, the Shah doesn't even start. Only those who are Makel. So, in Kuntras Lev Yam, Minister Kaplan has a shtickle toe over there about this question. Over there, he writes that the Yisra Shmir Shabbos, the Shmir Shabbos, he says, the Maestro is Mekel. He says, the Yisra Lubyashiv, the Menachem Eisenstein, says, the Maestro is Mekel. Maestro Lubyashiv, and all this from now, not the way in Mar Shabbos, if I care, he's Machmer. So, I'm not sure, but Maestro, this Shaila is a good Shaila. This fast Emmet sound like to be Machmer, and Berkowitz, Maestro, says to be Machmer. He says, the whole swarm over here is Maestro, also a medicine, like this is made for. This aimed for two things. One of the ones that came for every plate you have is, I mean, what? To hold the food inside, hold your shells inside. Since when in the world does a mental cock make it when it's also a mental cock? Listen to get about a mental cock. Only when it's only a mental cock can hear it. Namavatkim Macholi. Something's made for two things, maybe three things. That's nichol to get about a mental cock. So even those who are making to get about a mental cock, even that they want to argue what a bag in the Makolot is. Therefore, a lot of people, they do on Shabbos, they have a dice and they take it out, and what they want to do, they put inside a Makolot bag inside grass. Then they wrap it up and put it inside the garbage. Now, if you want to tell me to graph Shaboy, you have to first wrap it up. The Seder, you can have a head to graph Naktuim about Klima Cholai. That was nice to be seen in Simon Shin Lamed Hey. Most time people are doing it, I don't know if they're doing it to graph Shaboy. Maybe it's a brocha shaboy, they do it for that's how they were taught. But there is no head to mitzah graf shaboy, l'choy mevatikli on Shabbos. Would la poiskim, l'choy ish, what's the head to go to put inside a makol tag on Shabbos? Fine, those again, two very important shilas which I want the oil to work through. Again, exactly what is the head to for a plate? And a plate nearly the meister, a local meister, I think you have to be machman. The garbage bag, you can start hearing both sides, exactly is it nichon in the issa of tomorrow again we do stop al chayim bikur to get from our studio.
Right,
okay. Made it in the store for that. No, the store. Everyone knows about that. 95% of the time it's a stop. It might be 95, 96%. I wonder why it might be a linen. We use it.
You
put it in the bag. That's what it's meant for.
You found it was only going to stay with the
I said, only if your mother's there or at the fancy book.